calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I really love you. I've been thinking about you a lot. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you back. I sent you an email about my time with Mike today. And on the way there, I did stop at two stores. One was Abundant Living, and I talked with two young ladies there, three actually, and very serious. Two of the conversations are very serious, and I just wonder why I can't talk to my own kids that way. It was delightful. It was mutually encouraging, I believe. And I want to do that with my own kids because I love my kids. They're the Lord's gift to me. And I want to encourage them. I want to point them to the Lord, not the institution. You may have heard this before. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is who he claims to be in Scripture. And the institutional church is a fraud. And I will contend from Scripture on that. And I do. And I would love to do that, especially with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. And of course, encourage my wife in the same way. The other thing is, on that same line, is when I talked with Mike today, we talked about the way he said it. It's you know, you could hear so many people say this. I believe, and I need to do the things that I need to do in order to make sure that, you know, I gain my entrance to heaven, because it's clearly on his mind. Death may be near. You know, the one side of the coin is he may live another 10 years. But the other side of the coin is death may be near. I have no idea. But in that conversation, I later had a conversation with a friend, Chris, on this. And we could talk more seriously about it. How much of, you know, we trust in the Lord's sovereignty versus how much we you know, and of course the command to proclaim. I did use the 2 Timothy 4 and things of that nature. But then it's not trying to get somebody to make a profession of faith. That whole idea is just a bunch of hogwash. And I wanted to be able to do this well, do this lovingly, as I talk with Mike. And I want to do this with my own family. And the other thing that I didn't mention in the email is that I took him to a store. And while we were there, there was a small baby crying. And I heard him, actually, because it's a store that I've been to before, I've seen the same baby. Last time, there was just peaceful sleeping. But when we got out to the truck, I was chauffeur again. And he talked about the nuisance of a crying baby. And I was able to point out to him, one, I don't think it's a nuisance, but two, because he talked about having to, you know, and, you know, oh, diapers and whatnot. And I said, yeah, another kid's diapers. Somebody else's kid's diapers are yuck. My kid's diapers, not at all. There is absolutely no offense to that. And I pointed that out because I've lived it. And of course, hearing my own child cry, especially. No, that it's not a problem. And I miss it. Big time. I miss it a lot. Like I miss my kids. And oh boy, do I miss my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.